The President's remarks to the Peace Corps trainees from the South Lawn of the White House, August the 9th, 1962.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very glad to welcome you here to the White House. This occasion gives me a particular sense of satisfaction to welcome 600 Americans from all parts of the country who have committed themselves to a great adventure, I think, for our country, and more than our country, for really all people. I think that by the end of this year, we'll have more than 5,000 Peace Corpsmen, men and women of all ages, serving abroad in all parts of the world, in countries about which most Americans knew little 10 years ago, countries which we did not even know exist 20 years ago. This is an extraordinary action by this country. And I know that you're proud to take part in it. And I must say that it gives me the greatest satisfaction that it's taking place at this time. I've been through the list of the various areas to which you're going. Georgetown University, 307 secondary school teachers for Ethiopia. Perhaps you could hold up your hand, those of you going to Ethiopia. Now we got two medical doctors for Ethiopia. Well, they were included in that group. Now there are 11 teachers, nurses, auto mechanics, Afghanistan. Did they hold up their hand? They're not here today. They've gone to Afghanistan. All right. Now from George Washington University, 76 secondary and college teachers, agricultural extension workers for Nepal. Were they? University of Maryland, 48 secondary school teachers and agricultural workers for Turkey. And 36 teachers at all levels for British Honduras. You've got them sort of down that end. 19 secondary school teachers for Ecuador. 12 secondary school teachers for Venezuela. And at Howard University, 29 rural development workers for Cyprus. That's better than going to British Honduras? I don't think it is. 22 English teachers for Togo. 20 medical doctors, nurses, and technicians for Togo. 9 fishermen for Togo. Sure. 7 English teachers for Niger. And 6 English teachers for Senegal. 9 medical doctors, nurses, technicians for Sierra Leone. 613. Well, I must say, I wish that all Americans could hear that litany of countries that you're going to, your willingness to do it. And I hope that when you come back, that we can persuade you to come and serve in the United States government in other areas, particularly in the Foreign Service, in all of the areas because I think the United States is so heavily involved in so many parts of the world, we are so in need of dedicated men and women of talent and experience that I can think of no more significant recruiting ground than the Peace Corps for our future Foreign Service officers, for those who represent our information services and aid agencies abroad. So I hope that you will regard this as the first installment in a long life of service in the most exciting career, in the most exciting time, and that is serving this country in the 60s and the 70s. So we're very proud to have you here. The White House belongs to all the people, but I think it particularly belongs to you.